But I'm going to wind the clock back forwards again, staying in the natural world, and to coral reefs, one of my favourite places, and the fish that spend their lives picking clean other bigger fish. And if they work in pairs, it seems, they actually will provide a more honest valley service than when they work on their own, showing that it probably pays to cooperate and behave. Now, this is according to a study in the journal Science this week from a team led by Redwan Bashari from the University of Neuchâtel in Switzerland. Now, if you've ever been diving on a coral reef, if you've been lucky enough to do that, or if you've watched a TV documentary, you might have seen something called a cleaning station, which is where small cigar-shaped fish called wrasse and also some types of prawn congregate and actually dance around and advertise their services for hire as cleaners, and they pick off bits of muck and dead scales and parasites from other fish. Now, when cleaner fish work in pairs, they're posed with a prisoner's dilemma. Should they cheat on their client fish and on their partners by taking a mouthful of nutritious mucus instead of plucking off a parasite? Because it turns out that cleaner fish actually much rather eat mucus than do their proper job of cleaning. But when they do, it's usually their last mouthful because it gives their clients a nasty nip and sends them swimming off in a huff. So honest members of a cleaning duo run the risk of actually losing out twice over, because if their cheating partner sends off the client when they themselves haven't actually had a morsel of mucus to enjoy. But this new study actually suggests that as long as the fish being cleaned decides when it's time to leave, and the cleaner fish working in pairs are much less likely to cheat than when they work on their own.
And so the implication is that the model fits what we see?
Basically, yes. This was a model that was worked on a computer. They then went out and looked on coral reefs at what was going on, and found that there was much more honesty, much less nipping. And actually, this is sort of, you can see the big fish kind of jolt, and that's because they were like, oh, ow. They haven't maybe actually got to the point of swimming off, but they've definitely been nipped. And that happens much less when they're working in partnership. So yes, it definitely pays off, because obviously the pair of fish are getting more food, and the client fish is getting cleaner. So it works for everyone. And this could also apply to other things in the natural world that work in partnerships like that, like nitrogenous bacteria in roots, and there's a type of butterfly that allows ants to stay and defend it by giving them sugary secretions to feed them on. So there's all these partnerships, and they're very stable and work very well.
Thank you, Helen. Your wonderful impression of a fish being nipped. Brilliant.